Interesting, isn't it? Ah, yes. This is Saki Bamagogo. My name is Mal. With me, as always,
Promi.
And this is, of course, the Asian portion of our two-hour block on Radio St. Pete. And this is kind of bringing you all kinds of stuff screaming in your face. Not us, though. We just talk, usually.
We let the music do that.
We had we're doing an off-air conversation about selling stuff and how emotionally draining it is to, and you kind of think, oh, I can just sell stuff on eBay, or I can just sell stuff on Craigslist. It ain't that simple.
And for those of you that don't know Mal personally, you'll know, you may not know this about him, but outwardly he is not the emotional fountain of feelings under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
He's a happy-go-lucky guy. It's not like he's not like he's walking around with a poker face all the time. But you know, like strife and unhappiness and misery are things that Mao, you know, keeps close to the vest.
Yeah, exactly. And boy.
So for him to be opening up about this, it's gotta
just
be bad.
How miserable is the experience at all times? Like, you just, you know, you always think about that.
I just don't do it anymore, you know. I feel bad for our environment, but honestly, if I look at things and I'm like, I might be able to get $20 for this, or it could go to a landfill. Maybe I'll compromise and see if there's a recycling center that'll take it, you know?
Yeah. And you always think, I mean, I've heard it numerous times where, oh, my wife's at home selling stuff on eBay, or oh, my, you know,
maybe a decade ago.
I'm setting up a shop to sell stuff. And I was like, you're not going to make nothing. You know, I don't know.
I think that stuff used to work because the only people online looking for that stuff were people that understood, like, how it all works.
Right.
You know, like, the early days of eBay were easier because everybody was ahead of the curve because they were actually using eBay.
Well, and it's also, I was surprised there is still an eBay.
Yeah.
I don't, as dumb as that sounds, now it's just the same. It's, why wouldn't I just buy it off of Amazon? It's only buy it now. It's only, like, just, it's the same stuff you buy at Harbor Freight, basically. I'm like, well, what would I?
Well, it depends. And so I have a story that, you know, nice. What's funny is this is
impromptu,
and it actually fits because it fits our second hour because it's got to do with video games.
All right, there we
and,
go.
And it fits our time. Yeah, wow, this is just like serendipity. Yes. It's like the gods have blessed me with something to talk about for this hour.
Cool. Well, let's play some music, and then when we come back, you're going to talk about what you're going to talk about. It's all,
yeah.
This is all panning out for the best. Here's some music. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hello.
was really good pizza.
Oh, this is the best pizza in a cup ever. This guy's unbelievable. He ran the old cup of pizza guy out of business. Really? People come from all over to get this.
That was, of course, Fifi and the Mach 3s, although now it's Mamie and the Mach 3s.
They should have gone to like Mach 6 when they changed. You know, that, you know, like completely reinvented.
No, they didn't.
No.
But oh well. They're friends of the show. They are always great music. Yay for them.
So instead of considering that criticism, consider it unpaid consultation. Yes. You know, advice.
Sure,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
All right. So what do you got going on now? You said there is.
So I can think of. Did you say on air the thing about why you wouldn't just buy on Amazon?
No, why I wouldn't buy on eBay, because I'd just be like, I'd just get it on Amazon. It's all buy it now crap.
I just couldn't remember how much of that conversation happened on air and off air.
And that's what, there was for some reason, eBay used to be a thing. And then it became a shop. And you're like, well, this isn't where I go to shop. This is where I go to try and get a deal and hopefully get it cheaper. But there is none of that anymore. I think what 1% is people selling stuff and everything else is just like those shops kind of like.
Well, okay, so, you know, like eBay to me used to be someplace like, okay, like let's say you're a computer dude and you've got, or you work at a place and you've got excess inventory on something. Like, okay, you've got 5 extra OEM hard drives, meaning they're not packaged for retail sale. You know, like your company bought them and you're getting rid of them. Like, okay, I'll just pop them on eBay, you know, and we'll sell them and whatever type of thing. Or like, oh, I do Disney pin trading and I've got these pins and they're, you know, collectibles and they're limited editions and I'll put them online and sell a couple of them, you know, like to other people that are in that category.
That's what it used to be.
Or I'm going to make something and I'll put it up on eBay. And now it's just like, okay, you're a made in China junk shop that's competing against, you know, 6 dozen others selling the exact same stuff you are at the exact same price you are. Or it's, hot movie came out last week. They made toys for it the week before. I bought all of them.
Yeah.
From the 3 local stores in my area, and now I'm going to try to sell them for 800% markup.
Yeah.
I mean, those seem to be the basic categories. The whole, like, oh, I've got this cool thing you might want, or I've got this, you know, surplus that I'm going to do whatever. Like all that's gone.
I, like, just left. I haven't been on eBay for years. I would
attribute the reason you had a problem finding a Switch last year to eBay. The reason that the whole reason there was any kind of a problem with the NES Classic to eBay, because I really don't believe the actual first party buyer market was so big that Nintendo couldn't keep up with the initial run.
Yeah,
you know, it was people buying them and immediately trying to sell them for $400. You know, a $60 thing.
I mean, like, why are you doing this? But Amazon's doing the same thing,
Yeah, they well, people on Amazon are. Mm-hmm. And you were like, why would you ever buy anything in Amazon? Or why wouldn't you just buy it on Amazon? And I have a reason.
Okay.
Because there is one thing that eBay still does well, apparently. Well, we'll see. We'll see, because I bought a total of 6 things, and we'll see how they show up.
Wait, like recently?
Yes, this weekend.
Wow.
Well, 2 purchases, but there were 6 items at once, and it was a buy it now. But, and it was, Skylander crap.
Oh, you poor fellow.
So, you know, I've seen Skylanders from the peripheral for a while. I've had family members that have bought that have sunk children's college tuitions into buying this crap.
Yes.
And I looked at that and I thought, no way in hell. My son is never going to understand what these things are. You know, if he asks somebody, be like, dude, it's, you know, I was ready to deflect. And you know what? Up for most of the last 6 years of his life, he has never asked, talked about, thought a thing of it.
Yeah.
Until his grandmother on his mother's side decided to buy him a game.
Ooh.
And I think she was probably motivated on price. I'm pretty sure it was a clearanced out thing. Yeah. Because it came with the Portal. It was like starter kit, which are expensive. They're like $80 or $100 or something new. But this one was from one that came out 3 years ago. And it requires these figures, and then it requires these trap things. And some of the figures are universal, as in they reintroduce those characters, but in a different style. But if you have the old character, it'll still work. Which is a little bit like the way the Zelda Links work.
Amiibos.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, the difference, though, the difference between this and Amiibos is that Amiibos work platform wide, meaning you if you buy an amiibo for the intended game, you can be almost guaranteed that it'll do something somewhere else on the NES platform, even if it's just giving you some fruits and vegetables in Zelda or unlocking a little character in Mario Maker. You know, like, it'll do something. You didn't just buy it for that one game.
Not that other one.
Well, apparently the way Skylanders works is that every time they come out with one, they come out with this, they'll reinvent certain characters that again, if you have the originals, will still work. But to really progress into areas of the game, you got to buy these specialty ones that are unique to this system, or unique to this platform, this particular game. And in this case, in the particular one that she got them, there's two. There's these trap things that look like these little jewel things that are really friggin' hard to find. Or without paying crazy, crazy money, 50, 60, 70, 80 bucks a piece for, and then they're these characters. And because it's a, 3-year-old game now, like, nobody carries it. That M&M place doesn't, GameStop doesn't. I called and the guy's like, oh, not on that one. No.
Wow.
So I'm looking on Amazon and I'm looking on eBay and these prices and I'm like, son of a, because I'm thinking, it's funny because when you look it up on GameStop, I can see the clearance out prices. They're just not in stock, like 29 cents, 48 drunk. Cents.
Yeah.
Like they were practically giving them away at some point, at some point. But because that time has now passed, suddenly there's a scarcity. It's just like you and your records, where somebody wants them and suddenly people think they're sitting on gold.
Yep. And you're like, oh, this is bad news, man.
So the deal is you go onto Amazon and you look these things up and there'll be people selling them new for 30 bucks to 100 and something bucks. Then you'll look at the used and then they'll be, going from anywhere from 20 bucks to same upper limit, and they self rate in terms of the quality. Is it like new? Is it good? Great? Poor? Fair? Like
missing an arm?
So you're trusting their opinion on the condition of it, and which when you're paying more than retail for is a little dicey when it's used and they're saying it's in good condition.
No way.
So eBay, and you look them up on eBay and there's like you could spend a lifetime looking through Skylanders listings on eBay. That's the downfall, is because on eBay they just open up a shop and they put everything on that thing, so you got to go to drop down menus to find the individual
items.
Unless
you know the name of the one thing you want and then you search that name and then it comes up those 50 of them or whatever.
Yeah. But those are the ones that you want the big, that's the thing. That's the problem there though, is that when there's a single listing for it, they're looking for somebody who's looking for that item, and again they're looking to screw you on price. So you got to go to these ones at the shop where they'll list like 100 of them or 250 of them across all the different Skylanders, Giants Skylanders, Trap Team Skylanders, whatever. So it's like this bizarre matrix you have to go through where I'm looking at this poster that came with this game that lists all the characters, but then there's other ones that came out after the fact that were add-ons that weren't in the original packaging. So I'm now looking at these charts online for compatibility, trying to look down this list of these things to figure out if which ones in this thing will work with this game. And the traps, I know, and hardly anybody even has the traps at these pricing. Like picking up, I think allegedly these things retailed for about $4.99. The traps did.
Yeah.
If you can find them used for under $10, you're lucky.
See, and you get into this stuff, and those games to me were just cash grab city. They were made to make people poor. And I looked at him and I was like, no curse word.
I think that was like the birth of pay to play, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And except first you pay like 90 bucks for the game and then but the pisser is though, the thing that really is frustrating is they're well built games, and and ages are 6 and up, and which for a lot of games out there, even the simple ones aren't, which means that you can set the settings on this that make it incredibly approachable,
like a Lego game
for any audience. Kind of
Lego games are super even easier, easy, but then they're also very deep if you want them to be.
It's got excellent voice acting. The graphics are all well done. Well, the reason they're able to do that is because the reason they can hire the guy from news office or whatever, the guy that does the spiel going on to Soren.
Yeah.
The reason they were able to afford him as a voice actor is because you're going to plunk down another $300 before it's all said and done.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Stay away from Skylanders. That's the moral of this story.
There you go. All right, we're going to take some music break, and we come back. We'll hope we can move on from Skylander mania. It's running wild on you, brother.
And you know, the thing is, I just got to say this too, is I'm afraid that this one is a gateway drug for him.
Uh-huh.
Because this has introduced him to the world. Now his eyes, when you walk into a store, he'll know what they are.
Yep. Yep. You're done.
Please give me $1 million and the fridge with a padlock. And, oh yeah, huge pectoral muscles.
Nina speaking. Just a moment. Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking. Just a moment. Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking. Just a moment.
Pay for play is horrible. That was, of course, Lolita number 18. I didn't even have to tell you because you knew that distinctive scream anywhere. I played it from the best of Lolita number 18. I can't read it in Japanese, so I played track 8, track 14, and track 18. look it up if you want. You'll be glad you did. All right, that's the end of that pitch. Yeah, we were talking about because those games are basically pay for play, and I don't want any of it. I remember I bought which one was the one? Was it Plants vs. Zombies 2 or something? Was it one of the Angry Birds where it was just like you just downloaded it and they were like, well, if you want to use this, you need this. And you're like, they really went the hard sell.
I know Plants vs. Zombies 2 did that.
Okay, that's what it must have been.
That was a free to play. Like the first one, right. you could buy it on all the platforms and it was like $5 for the phone and $10 for a tablet. I think $10 for the.
Well, I bought it for the DS.
Yeah.
You know, and now that cart's worth $35. I'm like, no.
Well, that's because of the way they went with going for, you know. Then part two, they're like, well, we'll give away the game, but to make any progress at all.
I was so disappointed. I was like, I just deleted it. I'm like, I don't mind I would say like Tsum-Tsum does it best in that I can get by without. You just have to work a little bit harder, but you don't have to.
Buy. Yeah,
you don't have to. Well, Blitz
is the same
and
way.
And you can buy rubies and your life will be easier, but you don't have to.
And if you look online, there's these insane people that look like they've plunked $2,000 into these games to to be able to show the world they've got everything. But yeah, okay. You don't have to. And honestly, if you actually enjoy playing the game, it's not the grinding is all there is to the game.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
if you're doing that, like what's the point in progressing if you don't actually enjoy the process of progressing?
Because with Tsum-Tsum, there was a way that you could like cheat the system and get unlimited money and buy everything. And I was like, I think they cracked down on it. I didn't do it because I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Then, okay, if I do this and everyone else that's on my line doesn't, well, then they're no longer even in competition. Not even competition.
Well, I know what you mean, though.
Oh, I'm scoring 400,000 a year, every 400 million every week, and you're scoring 6 or 5, you know, and you're like,
right.
Well, what's the point? And it's not even fun. It kind of doesn't even become
it's
fun.
It's basically now you're cheating, and you've got unlimited cheat, and then what's the fun?
Yeah, Game Genie for your phone or whatever. I'm like, nah, that's all right. It's just one of those things where I just have that old mentality where when I buy a cartridge or I buy a game, I just want it to be the game and leave me alone. Like, that's not reality anymore. Now it's about buying the new uniforms or buying the stuff to make you cooler or whatever online. I'm like, I don't want your kid's going to be all kinds of that crazy stuff. I don't want any of it.
You know what's funny about that?
I'll pay extra to leave me alone. Here's $5. Don't ever.
Even the bigger games when you buy them on disc now. There's an expectation that there'll be upgrades. You know, everybody sells season passes because there's going to be so many upgrades coming to that game. And I remember when BioShock Infinite did it. It was funny because I imagine this is still the case, but there was this nasty practice where the upgrades would actually already be on your disc. Meaning they were already developed and they were already there, but it was a timed release. And once it was released online, basically when you were buying it online, what you were really undoing was unlocking the content that already existed that had already been built, made at the time the game was constructed. And the funny thing about BioShock Infinite was that they actually hadn't developed any of the content that was coming. And it took a full year for them there was no schedule for exactly when any of this content was coming out because they were literally making it, you know. And Ken Levine, the creator, basically kind of said, you know, people complain because, you know, makers build this stuff, put it on the discs and ship it, and like, why am I not getting this with the game? You built it with the game. Why am I not getting it? He's like, so we didn't do that. You know, we put all of our efforts in making the original core game the best we could. We didn't even begin to focus on this until after the game shipped. He's like, because that's what everybody wants. And he's like, and I personally agree with that. But the problem with that is that to do that, that means we're starting from scratch after the game ships. And he's like, so be patient. And people were
nobody's patient.
Like the first online game wasn't that great. First online release wasn't that great, and again the justification for it was, as well, the better stuff is coming on the back end, and it did clearly. Yeah. If you bought the season pass, you know, the way they broke up pricing, you know, which, like, one item is $10, one's $15, another one's $15 or $20 or whatever.
Yeah.
But you buy the pass for $20 and it's supposed to be a savings. But when you get if you bought the pass, which I did because BioShock was, you know, I was a little crazy about that game.
Oh, yeah, you love that game. I like when it, but I wasn't in like with it. No, I was just like, whatever. It's cool, but I don't have time to, I don't have time anymore to just give away hours. And that, as dumb as that sounds, and I'm sure I do spend hours on Tsum Tsum or doing
B movies.
But B movies are awesome, you know. But I don't know. Oh my god, I rewatched totally changing subject, but I rewatched the Five Venoms, which I thought was the Five Deadly Venoms, but the one I watched was HD and it was Five Venoms.
One of them didn't kill.
No, it just
kind of made you drowsy.
Yeah. No, it was such a great movie. What kung fu movies? There's a couple of them are really awesome, and that was one that was awesome. But all right, enough of that. So basically, games are hard now. It's hard to not give away more wallet money every time you buy one.
And I get it. You know, they cost a lot more to make than they used to. The, you know, those old Atari games way back in the day. One guy built that thing from beginning to end.
See,
now you got a team of 300 people. You got an orchestra doing music. And
well, that's what happens. Even pinball, believe it or not. What happens now is they have programmers that do the rule set. And the rule set is everything about a game. So when you buy any of the newer pinball machines that come out, there's a guy that programs the rules, or more than one guy usually. They program the rules that tell a machine when to give you bonuses, when to do this, when to do that. And what's happening is the games are coming out and they're not so good. And then they're doing upgrades, and it makes them better. And then, depending on when you step up to Metallica or when you step up to AC/DC, these are like current pinball machines, it might not be that fun of a game because they never updated the software. And then the rule set upgrades and all of a sudden it's more fun. And you're like, that's weird. You don't even think of that, but that's the world. I mean, that's modern world.
But with the thing that's interesting with pinball, though, is there's two levels of play on pinball. There's your level, and then there's the guy in the bar.
It has to be for both.
But I mean, the thing is the guy in the bar probably doesn't notice.
Nor care.
Because honestly, he's not exactly looking for the score. He's looking to see what kind of crap's going to pop out of the table when he does a certain thing. Oh, but
they even fix that stuff, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's built to play, but they fine tune and fix along the way. And, you know, and it's just, so games get released, not finished, you know, and then like everything else. And they're like trying to keep up, trying to keep everyone happy. And it's impossible.
I mean, I you know, that used to be one of the cool things about Nintendo is they never did that. I know. And now
it was all inclusive.
Now they're on that wagon too. But I guess it's just the times.
Time. It's the way it is. Here's some music that's a little bit more upbeat.
Only had one thing you haven't got.
What's that, sir?
A great big bushy beard.
Can't
guitar. I wanna play with all my love. Some of my guitar dick, some of my. Well, some of my too hot. If you can't sip on my. Oh boy. Well, come on.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
Ah, that was
when I was your age.
We all knew that. Yeah, that was the 5678s off of their Bomb the Twist. I played Three Cool Chicks, Guitar Date, and Woohoo. So there you have it.
Gonna say, when I was your age, I walked uphill both to and from school in the snow, even though I lived in Florida.
I did. And that's real.
But you didn't live in Florida. And to be fair, those were two different hills you were walking up.
They were. Yes, one was sadness and one was poverty. No, I kid. You know, that was one of those things that my mom, this is something, you know, my mom's older. Lots of reflection, lots of talking about stuff. She's like, we always wished we could have made your lives better and easier because, you know, we had tough times, but we always had electric and we always we always had food. And I said, Mom, no way. Because I seriously said this. This is about 3 weeks ago. I was like, I said, how I was raised was perfect. We had a loving family. We had food and electric, but things were a little bit tough. And that's the way you kind of get raised tough, and you can survive. I said, I can survive things better. I chopped wood. I carried stuff. We had to do things for heat and for all this stuff. And, you know, you fixed cars to get to work the next day and hope that the car got home so you didn't have to fix it a second day. I said, that's kind of not, I don't want to say builds character, but it
does. No. Because at the time you think, wow, this sucks.
This is horrible.
But later on in life, you realize that was preparing you for a life that's not necessarily easy
or perfect, you know,
and it makes it easier for you to cope with it.
Yeah, and I never even looked back thinking bad things about some of the hardships. I was like, I didn't look negatively upon my upbringing, and that's how my mom was kind of saying, oh, we wish we could have done better. And I'm like, what do you mean do better? It was nothing.
Yeah.
You put me through college, man.
Yeah, and this is what we were talking about off air before we came back. Because the irony is you want things to be better for your kids, but then once it's better for them and they complain about something, you're like, you know, like you can't fight the instinct to be like, you don't know how good you've got it. But at the same time, you've created this. You want them to have it better.
I know.
But at the same time, it's hard not to resent them just a little bit for not knowing how much better they've got it.
And my generation is directly to blame for like the soft stuff. We insulated
the baby boomers kind of started it a little bit.
But then my generation insulated their kids to the point of,
I don't want you to ever deal with the stuff I dealt with.
Oh my God. And having play dates and all that kind of stuff. I
I'll be honest, it's, as you know, with a young kid, it's a struggle, because I see it both ways. On one hand, you see your kid upset about something and you don't want them to be. But you can take that away. But at the same time, you know, if you do, and it's like, it's a battle. I know.
And there's no right or wrong. I'm not saying there's blame one way or the other. And trust me, this is just talking because.
But you see the end result when you go one way.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Versus the other.
You know, whatever. There is no right or wrong, and that's fine.
Too, there is. but I get where you're going.
Yeah. Here's some music. We'll stop talking about kids and stuff.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And a clean pair of shorts. Step back!
Yeah. only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Ah, yes, that was, of course, the Bat. I played Willy the Wild One, blues theme, and I Feel Good. Because, you know, everyone feels good when the Bat screams in their face. I know Promi especially loves their shrill
I listen
anger.
To them in the morning. That's what wakes me up in the shower.
It would,
it prepares
too.
Me. For, you know, just it's like our conversation about
how do you prepare?
Hardening you. Oh, you hardening say, yourself and your children.
I
you
take
know?
A shot of coffee, get smashed in the face with a baseball bat, and then I play the Bat as I'm driving to work and I'm ready for my day.
Yeah.
Because that's about right. Oh, my God. What are you going to do? It's funny. I was at the store, and I was standing in line to buy lotto tickets. I know. That just,
you're living the dream.
Listen, everyone. I
you're dreaming of
I
living
know,
the dream.
I know.
Yeah. And you know, whatever.
I'm sitting there.
We all got to have our escape.
And I just buy, like, two draws twice a week for the lotto. Just standard, $4 a week. That's my stupid pay, or my stupid tax. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and Lotto was $2 million, and then the Powerball was right next to it. It was like $400 million. And I started looking at my Lotto ticket, and I'm like, I started thinking, like, why would I bother playing Lotto? Like, why would I bother with just $2 million when I could get $400 million? And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever thought in my life. Because although you're not rich at $2 million, you're not working no more. Your job is now to not work
yeah.
anymore. Like, but I was just like, your brain starts going through, and you're like, well, why would I even bother with this stupid lotto for $2 million when I can get...
The logic is your odds of winning are higher, but the odds of winning in either direction are so
zero.
Astronomical.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What does it really matter? And but you know, that's the perfect gambling racket, is when they get you to a point where it doesn't even really matter
yeah.
how infinitesimally small your chances of winning are, you'll still go for it. You know that.
I'll throw my hat in the ring, you know.
I mean, if the casinos in Vegas could pull that off.
Yeah. It was just so funny, and I started feeling bad about myself, you know? I was just like, you know, what do you want in life?
I mean, really, that's more of a reason to feel bad about life, because that's not you, that's just the way things are.
I should just stuff $4 in a jar every week and see how quick that builds up.
I was going to say, just stuff $4 in a jar and then toss that jar into a river. Kind of the same end result, but you got to have hopes. You got to have something. To,
a buck and a hope. All
it
right,
it could happen.
That's
you know? It. Could happen.
I'll tell you what will happen.
A lot of things could happen.
We'll be here next week. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Promi.
And stay tuned for next week when we're talking more about stuff.